Hi there, welcome to Lesson 1, the tools you need to record and create the perfect grimoire. Well, listen, I think more than any other ritual course that I've taught, I'm probably the most excited about this one. I like to teach what I feel and I've just learned myself and what I feel the most passionate about. So when I feel passionate about something, I love to teach it and pass it on to other people. So why record? Why create a book? Why do this? The first thing I want you to ask yourself is, what will my children inherit from me? When I was asked this question, what are your children going to inherit from you? Okay, well, the obvious things are, you know, well, I hope to leave them money and jewelry. And I think, what are they going to do with that money? What are they going to do with that jewelry? What are they going to do with those things? And it really got me thinking about, what would my children and what would the people, if you don't have children, what would the people that you love that would be coming after you, what would they have as an inheritance or as a legacy that you've left behind? You know, I didn't come from a mother that saved every single thing, but I had a grandmother that did. And being able to go through, I wish she saved more. And I don't think I have everything. And I think that there are other cousins and people that have tons of knowledge and information that unfortunately I wasn't privileged to being able to receive. But because my mom had bits and pieces, she didn't share the secrets. She didn't share all the information. I know that my Nana had children with a man who passed away before she had more children with my grandmother's father. I don't know why she never ended up raising those children or exactly the ins and outs of what happened. But I want so badly to know. And I want to know why she read her tea leaves in the back room only and wasn't public about it. And I want to know about her history as a Romani gypsy. And I want to know about her times and moments in England, or how she got the means and the energy to travel in such a desperate time to Holland to go and visit, and what she saw. I want to know what herbs she used the most. And I want to know everything that there is about her. And unfortunately, I don't. I'm filling in bits and pieces. I'm putting things together with photos of people who I don't know exactly who they are. And I'm holding on to old recipe books and I'm thumbing my way through information to try and make sense of it. But there's little to document about these women that were before me. And unfortunately, I have nothing to go by. I don't know what it was like when they went through menopause. I have no idea how they felt on the new moon or the full moon. I don't know how they navigated their way through certain situations with husbands or children. I didn't talk about those things with my mom. But if I could now, I'll tell you, I would sit and I would soak as much history and knowledge from her as I could. Who was I? Where did I come from? What did I love to do as a child? I would go through every forbidden drawer in my grandmother's house and see everything that laid out on her perfectly beautiful dresser altar that just captivated me every time I walked into it. You need to record. If you're to collect all the life-saving knowledge and secrets of your heart, you need a vessel in order to be able to do it. And I think it's so important because if you think back as a child, you probably recorded things, not as a child, but maybe more as a teenager. I bet you had books of songs and poetry. I bet you had scrapbooks filled with information. And I bet you probably don't know where they are now. So one of the things I think is the best thing to record in is actually a sketchbook. They are beautiful. They are often black on the cover, so that's very protective. And they have this ivory paper that is just like a blank slate that you can do excuse me, you can do anything with. You can write ideas, you can write doodles, you can write recipes, you can write whatever it is that you want to write it down inside your book, and you can put it all together for yourself. How often have you thought, you know, I just don't know what I did in that spell, and I have no idea how I put those herbs together, but it works so fast and it was so amazing. I can tell you, in the last few years, I have said that so many times. I should have documented that. I should have wrote it down. And what's more is, if I don't write it down, they won't know. Remember the witches that were before us and the healers that were before us? Some of them did write it down and they buried it, and it was found and it was burned by church leaders and family members who thought it was evil and it was dark. So we have very little. I mean, we have a ton of biblical information that apparently hasn't been changed. That's debatable. But we have very little information from the witches and the healers and the shamans. They kept things so tightly to themselves because they were persecuted for sharing them. You're not going to be persecuted. You live in a time where you want your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, your brothers, your sisters' kids, your nieces and your nephews, or even a stranger to come across this perfect grimoire of yours. I just believe that the only way that we have a shot at healing this world is by sharing the information that we have. So, outside of getting yourself a beautiful scrapbook, the next thing is you're going to start collecting ink pens. No pencils. No pencils. Not throughout this entire ritual practice. You don't get to use a pencil. You have to commit to your thoughts. And by committing to your thoughts means you might have to scratch something out. And that's okay. I find a great deal of meaning in color and how we use the colors, the greens, the pinks, the purples, the reds, the blacks. And looking at grimoires, you can go back and see, ah, she wrote that in red. She wrote that in purple. What that must have meant for her. And this is the place you can put the ingredients of your life. The ingredients of your life. Your spells, your pictures, your ticket stubs, a four-leaf clover. You can put quotes, you can put stamps, anything else that you might want to put in there. You can put a little folder if you want inside your grimoire. And I think it's a great idea, and something that I do is I dedicate the last 12 pages to a personal calendar. And this helps me with birthdays and with the days that people have passed away, holidays, solstices, anniversaries, feast days. And I also use it as a celebration calendar for myself, for something that I want to remind myself of. Every year, there may be something that just you celebrate, that's just a secret for you and for your spouse. But it's something that one day you want to share. The secret to magic is that you're already making it. And your grimoire is the tool that forces you to recognize it, record it, and remember it in times of need. Remember it in times of need. One of the things that's in my grimoire is a lot of quotes and a lot of things that I've learned from various books. And I'd like to share some of those books with you now. And the reasons why I love them. A book that I love written by Shauna Ninquist is called Present Over Perfect. I found this book at a time in my life when I was really trying to be everything to everyone. I was holding so much shame for not getting dinner on time and not being up at 5 o'clock in the morning to have my house clean and organized so that when the film crew showed up, that everything was clean and put together. I was just trying to be the mom of all moms and the medium of all mediums. And I was failing at my life desperately. I needed to be present over worrying about being perfect. And this is a great book for that. The other book that I love is called Blooming Bear. Blooming Bear is the author's last name, I believe, is Oliver, and I love the quotes and the honesty and the rawness of this book. It really opened me up, and it really took me to a place where I could feel exposed and vulnerable and open to my emotions and to my feelings about what I was experiencing at this time. Of course, I would want you to read Truth of Spirits by Carmel Joy Baird. That's my book. But also don't forget to read One Day My Soul Just Opened Up. That's written by Alanya Van Zandt. And that was one of the very first books that really did open up my soul. And that really did take me to this beautiful place where I was feeling so much more free and able to express myself. I love the book written by The Wisdom of Sundays by Oprah Winfrey, and I also love her other book called The Path Made Clear. There's so many quotes from people in that book, that poems and poetry and things that I just think are so meaningful and sometimes overlooked. One of my big things is we have to go back in order to go forward. I recently discovered a book called Italian Folk Magic by Rue's Kitchen Witchery by Mary Grace, and I love that book. I think it's an excellent read. Something else that I think is a great book is The Powwow Grimoire, and it really is an encyclopedia of magic from the powwow tradition of the Pennsylvania German Christian community. And they give you instructions on how to make talismans and defend against hexes and perform hands-on healing spells, which I think is just great. Again, sometimes you have to go back in order to go forward. There are a lot of books, poems, quotes, and information that you could be putting in your grimoire. A lot of things that you will find that will lead you down the path to really, truly discovering who you are as you go through this process. A grimoire is constantly working for you, with you, and allowing you to leave this beautiful, executed, messy, beautiful, executed, messy, graceful, a little bit chaotic, maybe mine is at times, but something that I'll be so proud one day to be looking down and watching a child or a child's child or a mother or a grandmother or someone flip through the pages and say, oh, that's the herb that she said brought the most prosperity. That's the crystal that she would wear often to heal her heart. That's the way she planted her roses in her garden. I hope that makes sense, and I can't wait to teach you more in lesson 2.